So you had a post on class etiquette.
Etiquette, yeah. It was starting to bug me. One of the main things that does bother me in class is, and this happened a while back, and I really noticed it. We have two particular people that will remain nameless and genderless, but they're always in the back corner. They're not always in class, but when they are there, they're carrying on a conversation like they were at a diner, and it's very loud. And I've had complaints from others saying that they can't concentrate on what they're doing. And to me, that's just a huge distraction, because for me, when I'm trying to call out what you're supposed to be doing, and it's like you're trying to hone in on their conversation. Hmm. It's very distracting. I don't know if you've heard that, or
you know, I don't struggle with that as much. I mean, yeah, I hear it kind of going on, but I guess, and that's maybe a little more male female type thing. Men tend to tune things like that out.
Well, and I don't mind when they chit chat a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I like to do that too, but I know when I've taken a step class, or you know, when we've taken somebody else's pump class, I'm not in there to chat with my neighbor. I'm in there to get my workout done.
Yeah, that's true.
If I want to talk, I'll talk afterwards.
Exactly.
Again, it's not saying that it's wrong, but for me, I want to get my workout in, and you know, for the others that are around me that are there for the same thing, if they hear a lot of talking, and this is loud chattering,
yeah,
I think it's very distracting to them as well.
Now, the next two things you brought up were big ones for me, and one of them is the when we're going through the in between, we spend a lot of time we're very detailed, I think, when we go from one track to the next as we're preparing. We try to get it done in about 30 seconds or less. We're actually pretty quick going from one track to the next. Mm-hmm. But in that 30 seconds to a minute, and then there's the occasional time where we'll actually go for a minute and a half, where we'll go into extra detail because we really want to focus on the form in a particular exercise. And it's almost inevitable that half or more of the class just doesn't really, it's like, you'll go through the motion, you'll show everyone, and there's some that are really paying attention. You can tell, oh, they're kind of nodding their head. Oh, okay, yeah, I never really thought about that. But then there's the other half of the class, and they're like,
they're looking out the windows.
Yeah. And they're the ones that you probably are most wanting to reach, you know, because you knew they weren't getting the form. And for me, it's the clean and press. I just, that motion to me, it's key, because if you got your elbows out, you're not really getting the form in there, you're not really focusing on how you're working with that bar, and you're doing the reverse curl, and you're just kind of slinging a bar around, mm-hmm. you're not going to get the benefit of that exercise. It's just not going to happen.
There's some folks that I don't care how many times you say pull the bar straight up your chest, like you're zipping up your jacket,
yeah.
They'll still do the reverse curl.
Exactly.
Or they'll jerk it up there and jerk it backwards. And
It's true.
You know, I know some people there that, you know, the ones that are looking out the window, they've heard the instructions 1,000 times, but there's still going to be somebody in there who has never heard it.
True.
And, you know, for their benefit, they want to do a class well, and they want to be safe, and they need to hear the cues. They need to hear the instructions. And so, you know, we have to. I know it sounds repetitive, and I get tired of it myself sometimes, saying the same thing over and over and over again. But you have to.
Yeah, you have to. It's kind of like the little safety thing they do on the airliners when you're you know, getting ready to take off.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard it 1,000 times. But, boy, I'll tell you, if something does happen, you're going to wish you remembered everything they said, you know. So, yeah, it's true. Well, you know, in body pump, as we've always said, it's about the form. It's really not about the weight. The weight is a part of it, but it is really a secondary measure. And so what we're talking about between those tracks, and I know other instructors do this as well, is they're trying to show what's the proper form for what we're getting ready to go into.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this this course in college, and there was it was a psychology course or something, and they were talking about beginner's mind, and that was, I think, probably the only thing I heard that whole class. I mean, it was pretty bad. But the instructor that particular day was talking about your mindset when you're just starting to do something new, and he called it a beginner's mind, and you're alert and you're really paying attention, and yeah, the first time you come to class, maybe even the second or third time, you're like that. But then after you've been doing mm-hmm. something for a long time, that mindset sort of wears off, and you're like, yeah, you know, we're going on to the next track, and so you tend to not really focus on the details anymore. And that's true in anything, not just body pump, but boy, if there's any one area where you can really oftentimes improve, it's in any type of a fitness class, body pump included. So,
well, most of the form that we cue too, it's more for safety reasons, you
exactly.
know, protecting knees and shoulders, and
oh, yeah.
And you know, it's for their own benefit.
The other thing you brought out, I thought, was just the other big one for me, is the cool down. You brought it out in terms of people just kind of packing up their weights and stuff and heading mm-hmm. out during the cool down. And for me, it's a big thing because I had a person that I was working with who had really injured himself very badly. Not in body pump, actually. It turned out he was doing something, I think baseball or something like that. He had hurt himself really bad, but the doctor told him the reason why you're in this really bad condition right now is because you haven't been stretching after you were doing this. Maybe it was basketball or something he was doing. It was something he did on a regular basis, and the guy was just incredible pain. And this went on for a long, long time for him to actually recover from. And it just really hit home for me because I thought, wow, that's why we do the cool down. And so I just, it's so important to me personally that people stick around and do the cool down. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize, I didn't realize for the longest time how important that really was. And as time has gone on, I've begun to appreciate it. And although I have not had a bad injury from a sports, really, I guess I've had shin splints from running. That's probably about the worst I've ever had. And that was painful enough. But, you know, someone who's really been in bad shape as a result of not stretching can tell you from personal experience, it's not just an inconvenience. It is a really painful thing to have to deal with, and so that's why the cool down's there, and I think it's well worth it. So yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, definitely key. I always tell people dessert's on the table, and it is. It's the little dessert, you know, after the dinner of working out, and 5 minutes, yeah.